Alright, so in our group is Tristan Susky,
Benay Tatum,
and Natasha Castaneda.
Okay, so today we will be speaking on the topic of hip-hop and the influence its music has had on society over the years. We will be time-traveling to interview both DJ Kool Herc and Drake in order to get an idea of the changes in the genre and their personal impact as a hip-hop artist. We'll be speaking to DJ Kool in a few minutes, but first a few notes about him as we travel back in time. Hip-hop originally was created to draw youth out of gang life, drugs, and violence. With artists like DJ Kool Herc and Afrika Bambaataa, I don't know, I probably said that wrong, the hip-hop scene in the 70s was taking off. It began in 1973 when DJ Kool Herc and his sister Cindy put on a back-to-school jam on their apartment block. All right, here's DJ Kool. How you doing?
I'm living lavish and large.
All right, my first question for you is, how did you begin your career?
I moved to the Bronx in 1967 when I was 12 from Kingston, Jamaica. My first DJ job took place at my sister's birthday party, and it was a hit and the start of an industry. After that, we'd host battles in the local park, and I dominated every time with my sound system. Hey. It was the largest one around.
All right, my next question is, how did you create the hip-hop sound?
After listening to funk records by Mandrill, James Brown, and the Jimmy Castor Bunch, I began to isolate and repeat the breaks, the most danceable parts of the songs. At parties, I would observe how the crowds would react to certain parts of whatever record I was spinning that night, and then make adjustments.
All right, my last question for you is, how have you impacted the hip-hop genre?
I'm known as the founding father of hip-hop, and that pretty much speaks for itself. I set the way for all hip-hop songs and artists.
All right, thank you so much for joining us today. Next, we'll be traveling to the 2000s to speak with one of the most popular and influential artists of his time, Drake.
Hello, thank you for having me today. It is an honor to be able to share my experiences. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. My first question is, how did your childhood influence your career today?
Growing up, my whole family had musical background. My father was a drummer for Jerry Lee Lewis, the famous rock and roll artist. My uncle also played the bass for a band, and my grandmother even babysat Aretha Franklin. So growing up, I lived and breathed music on a daily. It was engraved into my mind and soul.
Another question I have is, what's one thing most people don't know about you?
Haha, yes. Something most people don't know about me is my racial background and how unique it makes me. My father is an African-American Catholic, and my mother is a white Canadian Jew. Even after my parents divorced back when I was a child, I kept myself immersed into the African-American culture, and it made me grow stronger as a person.
My last question for you is, when did your career really start to take off, and how has your work influenced the hip-hop genre?
After starring in Degrassi The Next Generation, I dropped my first mixtape, Room for Improvement, back in 2006. I then continued to drop a new album every year. In 2009, I ended up signing a record deal with Young Money Entertainment after I toured with Lil Wayne the year before. From there, my career has just gone up and up. Recently, I started collaborating with artists from the Latino community like Bad Bunny and have grown in pushing what I love to do more around the world, not just in America.
Thank you for spending the day with us. I hope the listeners now have a better idea of how 70s hip-hop I'm not restarting this. I hope the listeners now have a better idea of how 70s hip-hop lives on today and has influenced the genre over the years. Thanks.